Governor to the General Assembly of Georgia, June 23, 1915. State Vives, Leo Frank Page, 24. Conley's Affidavits. The defense procured under notice one statement and three affidavits taken by the detectives from Conley and introduced them in evidence. The first statement, dated May 18, 1913, gives a minute detail of his actions on the 26th day of April and specifies the saloons he visited and the whiskey and beer he bought, and minutely itemized the denomination of the money he had and what he spent for beer, whiskey, and pan sausage. This comprehends the whole of affidavit number one. On May 24, 1913, he made for the detectives an affidavit in which he says that on Friday before the Saturday on which the murder was committed, Frank asked him if he could write. This would appear strange because Frank well knew he could write and had so known for months. But according to Conley's affidavit, Frank dictated to him practically the contents of one of the notes found by the body of Mary Fagan. Frank then, according to Conley's statement, took a brown scratch pad and wrote on that himself, and then gave him a box of cigarettes in which was some money. And Frank said to him that he had some wealthy relatives in Brooklyn, and why should I hang? This would have made Frank guilty of the contemplated murder on Friday, which was consummated on Saturday, and which was so unreasonable it could not be accepted. On May 28, 1913, Conley made for the detectives another affidavit, which he denominates as